Chapter 15. The Trial. Words. Agreed. Arrest. Arrested. At least. Beat. Blow up. Body. Bomb. Bon appetit. Bow. Bowed. But. Cage. Capital. Client. Climbed. Colorful. Conduct. Confiscation. Consult. Continued. Convict. Courtroom. Death. Decision. Declared. Defendant. Defender. Defense. Defense counsel. Driven. Drove. Engine. Entered. Everyone. Experiment. Exploited. Fed. Full. Get up. Held. Honor. Hungry. In disgust. Interest. Investigative. Investigative experiment. Judge. Jumped. Justified. Lawyer. Leader. Let. Lick. Licked. Maniac. Needed. Nose. Offered. Officer. Organization. Paint. Part. Penalty. Possible. Promised. Property. Prosecutor. Prove. Provided. Punish. Punishment. Road. Said. Saw. Scoundrel. Scratched. Security. Sentence. Severe. Sexual. Sexually. Showed. Since. Sleepy. Slept. Smelled. Started. Steal. Stripped. Substance. Suggested. Terrorist. Threatened. Tired. Toad. Told. Tourist. Trial. Turned. Victoriously. Wall. Winked. Yard. Yawned. The trial. If you give me something to eat, then I'll let you lick this toad, someone in the prison cell suggests to John Vega. What toad? John Vega said in surprise. I'm hungry because they almost never feed us here. If you give me some food, I'll let you lick this toad's butt, the man continued. Why would I lick this toad's butt? Vega didn't understand. This toad has some kind of substance there on the butt that lets you see colorful dreams day and night. The man showed the toad to Vega. He licked the green butt and smiled. Cool. Want some? Here, he offered. Thank you. Lick it yourself and bon appetit. Vega turned away in disgust. A security guard approached the cell door and pulled the keys out of his pocket. Come out, scoundrel, the guard said loudly, opening the door. Several people stood up and walked to the door. Not you. You. Get up and leave. He pointed to Vega. Vega got up and walked out of the cell. The guard closed the door. Go straight down this corridor. Walk up to the door, then stop, he ordered. Vega walked down the corridor and up to the door. He stopped. The guard knocked on the door and opened it. Go in, he told to John Vega. Vega entered a large room. There were two large cages. A man sat inside one of the cages. The guard opened the other cage. Go in, he ordered again. Vega entered the cage and looked around. In the room were a few tables with people sitting behind them. Vega realized that it was a courtroom. Near the window, two workers were painting the wall. There was a strong smell of paint in the room. The workers were dressed in striped clothes, and Vega realized that they were convicts. Your Honor, declared one of the people getting up, I demand a severe punishment for this scoundrel. He pointed with disgust at the man in the other cage. He promised 5 women jobs at a shop, but instead he sexually exploited them. I, as a prosecutor, demand a sentence of 190 years in prison or the death penalty. What does the defense say? The judge asked. Your Honor, these women had been sexually exploited for many years before he offered them this job. At least 2 of them had provided sexual services to tourists in the capital, said the defender, bowed, and sat down. 190 years in prison and the death penalty are too severe punishment for him, since they had already provided sexual services. The judge looked at the man in the cage and scratched his nose. Here is my decision. 95 years in prison and the confiscation of his property, he said. A security guard approached the cage and opened the door. The man came out of the cage. Thank the judge for his decision and bow to him, the guard ordered. Thank you, Your Honor, the man said, bowed, and walked out of the courtroom. Your Honor, said the prosecutor, getting up, this scoundrel robbed the dry cleaner's van. He threatened the driver with a gun. He took a bag of dirty clothes. The police officer who arrested him saw that he opened the bag and was sniffing the dirty clothes. We believe that he is the one who steals the clothes that women hang out to dry. This maniac has been active in our city for 2 months. I demand 350 years in prison as a punishment for him. I protest, Vega shouted. I came to your town just 2 days ago, he justified himself. Silence. What does the defense say? The judge asked. Your Honor, can we consult with our client? The defender asked. Go ahead, but do it quickly, the judge asked and yawned. The defender went to the cage where Vega was sitting. Vega came up to him. Help me. I'll pay you, he said quietly to the defender. In our country, it is possible to punish just one part of the body, the defender replied quietly. Since you held a gun and smelled the dirty clothes using only your right hand, then we can punish just the hand, he continued. Vega looked at his defender. What do you mean? He asked nervously. I mean that the judge can punish just your right hand. The defender smiled and winked victoriously. Enough. It's almost dinner time and I'm tired, the judge said. So, what does the defense say? The judge asked again. Since the defendant had a gun and smelled dirty clothes with his right hand, then I ask only to punish the hand, the lawyer said and bowed. Wait a minute, Vega shouted. I demand to conduct an investigative experiment. What for? The judge said in surprise and scratched his head. Everyone looked at Vega with interest. I can prove that I wasn't the one who robbed the dry cleaner's van, Vega suggested. Then who did it? The prosecutor was surprised. Everyone looked at Vega. The workers stopped painting and also looked with interest at Vega. The driver of the dry cleaner's van is the leader of a dangerous terrorist organization. He gave me a gun and made me do it. There is a bomb in his van. He wants to blow up the police station and the prison. I'll show you, Your Honor. Can we conduct an investigative experiment? Vega shouted. Yes, the judge agreed. Quickly, conduct an investigative experiment and also arrest the driver. Arrest all the terrorists, quickly. The guards took Vega to the prison yard. A truck stood in the yard. The driver sat in the truck and slept. The judge, defense counsel, prosecutor, and the workers who were painting the walls looked down from the prison windows. Here is that scoundrel, Vega shouted to the judge and grabbed the driver by the hair. We got you, scoundrel, disgusting terrorist, he shouted. The sleepy driver began to shout in horror. Help! He wants to rob me again! Help! Police! Several police officers grabbed the driver and threw him to the ground. Vega jumped on the driver and began beating him. Look, Your Honor, here's that disgusting terrorist, he shouted. There is a bomb in the van. Look! He quickly climbed into the car, grabbed one of the bags, and threw it on the ground in disgust. Bomb! Vega shouted. Everyone stopped and looked at the bag. There are 5 more bombs in the van. I have to drive the van out of the jail. Vega started the engine and quickly drove down the road. One of the guards carefully opened the bag on the ground. Of course, it was full of dirty clothes. After him, the judge shouted. Arrest him quickly, idiots. John Vega drove like he's never driven before. Now, he just needed to get Peter ashore, and he knew where to find him. New vocabulary review. Could you tell me, is it Friday or Saturday today? I think it's Friday today. I'm not sure. Do you know what time it is? I will check my phone. 5 minutes to 5. Thank you. By the way, is it warm outside? It is cool but sunny outside. It will probably be hot later. What are you hanging? I'm hanging laundry to dry. You shouldn't hang laundry near a bus stop. I always hang it here. It is better to hang laundry in the garden behind the house. I want to thank you for finally finding my documents. You'd better thank the manager. He was the one who blew up the safe and found them. Why didn't he open the safe with a key? He lost the key 2 months ago. Do you know how to get to the zoo? No, I don't know. Sorry. Wait, I can tell you how to get there. First, go straight up to the traffic light, then right up to the hotel. The zoo is behind the hotel. Yes, thank you. Not at all. Bye. Wait a minute. And when is your cage open? I'll come to watch them feed you, and I'll bring you a banana. So, Mr. Manager, I have to sentence you for a confiscation of property. Please don't, Mr. Judge. I won't do it anymore, I promise you. What does the defense say? Your Honor, my client steals everything in sight. He already stole the prison guard's key and the guard dog's saucer. He can't control himself. My client shouldn't be punished. He is probably a kleptomaniac. He should be examined by a doctor. I see. Have him examined by a doctor. And where's my phone? You are a scoundrel, Mr. Manager. A scoundrel and a maniac. Mr. Prosecutor, what do you think? He should be punished severely, Your Honor. He just stole my newspaper. I demand the death penalty. And let's punish him right now. Where were you when you heard the first explosion? I was just 2 steps away from the bank, Mr. Judge. And where were you when you heard the second and third explosions? Oh, by that time I was already 3 blocks away. Mister, why are you winking at me? I'm not winking at you, miss. Calm down. No need to calm me down. Why are you winking at someone else and not at me? Don't look at another woman. Look only at me. But they're all looking at me. Is it my fault that I'm so sexy? Take the finger out of your nose and they won't look at you. Miss, can you do me a favor? No, I can't. Oh, please? No. I beg you. What kind of a favor, maniac? Stop banging your foot on my chair? Take this maniac to room number 5. Doctor, I protest. I am a truck and not a maniac. I need to drive to the garage. Let me go. Calm down, patient. We believe that you are a truck just because you licked the butt of a toad. I want to consult with the prosecutor. Okay, take him to the prosecutor. The prosecutor is in room number 4.